This is Bridget Crawford with a very short podcast in which I discuss the United States estate tax liability of non-U.S. residents. In other words, I'm talking about people who are not American citizens, who do not reside in the United States, who nevertheless will be subject to U.S. estate tax. An estate tax is a tax on the privilege of transferring assets as at death. An estate tax is a tax on the privilege of transferring assets at death. How is it that United States law can reach non-residents who are not American citizens? How is it that the U.S. can subject these folks to U.S. estate taxation? The U.S. estate tax is imposed in these cases on, quote, U.S. situated assets. And what might those U.S. situated assets be? Those might be real property located in the United States, tangible personal property, and certain securities of U.S. companies. A non-resident who holds any of this type of property is going to be subject to United States estate tax rules, even though the non-resident did not live in the United States and was not a United States citizen. There are a few exceptions, a few exemptions from this U.S. estate tax, and the exemptions that are most common are for securities that generate portfolio interest, bank accounts that are not used in connection with a U.S. trade or business, life insurance proceeds, and works of art on loan in the United States. Obviously, we can imagine for purposes of important international art exhibitions, there would be many non-American citizen, non-resident art owners who would be reluctant to have their art displayed in the United States if that alone could cause the non-resident, non-citizen to become subject to estate tax. So works of art on loan are exempted from this U.S. estate taxation of non-resident, non-citizens. It is important to note that it is possible that notwithstanding what I've just said about the estate tax liability of non-U.S. residents, non-citizens, there may be an estate tax treaty between the United States and the country of the decedent's domicile. It may be that the treaty will allow certain assets to be exempt from U.S. estate taxation, and it simply depends on what the treaty says. So for any lawyer who is representing an executor of a non-resident, non-citizen estate, that attorney should really consult the treatises. So what exactly will the executors be responsible for? Well, the executors have to file a estate tax return, and that's done not on the usual form 706, but rather the form 706N, as in Nancy A, the form United States Estate and Generation Skipping Transfer Tax Return for a non-resident who is not a citizen of the United States, who has U.S. situated assets. And that's true for all people in that category if the fair market value as of the decedent's date of death for all of these U.S. situated assets exceeds $60,000. Of course, if a decedent has less than $60,000 in U.S. situated assets, an estate tax return nevertheless might be required depending if the decedent has made significant gifts of U.S.-based property during lifetime. That's because prior gifts are included in that estate tax calculation, both for citizens and residents and non-citizen, non-residents alike. So the executors for a non-resident, non-citizen absolutely has an obligation to file a U.S. estate tax return if the fair market value of the decedent's U.S.-based assets is greater than $60,000, or even if less than that amount, the decedent made substantial gifts during his or her assets, and those gifts being of U.S.-situated property. It's important to note here that this information about the estate tax liability of non-U.S. resident, non-U.S. citizens is contained in Code Sections 2101 and following. Unfortunately, these sections are almost never taught in the typical introductory estate and gift taxation. But in a world with an increasingly global economy and global population, these provisions are most certainly going to become increasingly important.